What's your name again?
James Upton Senior.
Yes.
And you've been retired for how long?
For a few years. I had a heart attack, and my wife, my late wife, was in the verge of having one. And so, plus I was under big stress working with kids. Anyway, after retiring from newspapers, and Archbishop Mansell suggested I retire, but I can't help out in any of the parishes in the town here, which I do. St. Thomas Church in Sunnyton was my favorite. It's my home parish. I was there 17 years, here I've been 5 years. So I still help out at St. Thomas, doing funerals, and I'm part of the RCAA group. And I've done a few baptisms. I've done 491 baptisms, 9 more for
500. Wow.
And my main ministry when I was a deacon was usually to teach the pre-baptism class and to do a lot of baptisms. And I enjoyed that very much.
What made you want to be a deacon?
Well, when I was growing up, my dad was a very devout Catholic, and my mother was a Lutheran, and all their children, which I was one of them, of course, all went to parochial schools. I went to Waterbury, and my dad always thought that my brother and I would become priests, because we used to say the rosary every day.
Right.
My dad had me saying the rosary every day, and going to mass every day during Lent, and I thought that when I graduated Sacred Heart High School in Waterbury, but then something happened. I got into drinking a little bit, my wife, when I met her and we started dating, she was a very good devout Catholic too, yes. And after we were married, the priest that was that married my late wife, a wonderful man, Father Kelleher, that was in St. Thomas Church in Sunnyton. My wife was third generation Sunnyton, that's why we got married there. And he said, I want you to start teaching ninth graders catechism in class. So I started doing that, and that's what made me want to get close to our Lord. And when the Vatican opened up the act, when he got it, then the priest that was pastor there at St. Thomas wanted me to go to the academic program right then and there. I would have, only I had two sons that were like in the beginning of high school.
Right.
I didn't want to leave my wife.
Right, at that time.
Boys. So I waited until they graduated from high school, 1980, and that's when I went into the academic program.
Nice.
Then I got accepted, and that's kind of what made me do it, yes. One of my sons, he's now living in Sunnyton, but he travels all over the world for GE. He was, when he was living in Milford, he used to get on the train to go to New York because he was working at Roseville Center. You see out one of his windows, you see the skaters, another window, we see his office. You see the St. Patrick's Cathedral, the other window, you see the Twin Towers.
Right.
And he was there September 11th.
Right.
And he saw what happened. And he saw the first plane coming in, and he called his office together. He said, crafts together. He saw the first plane coming in. He says, usually this has happened before, but it's gone up like that.
Right.
He saw it hit, called his team together, and he says, okay. And he looked out his window, he saw the second plane hit, and he says, okay, we're out of here.
Right.
And when he was living in Milford, he was all signed up to become a deacon.
Right.
And but then what happened was he ended up getting sent to another place. And he applied for it. Sent to another place, he was living in Colorado.
Right.
So he couldn't get in the deck.
Where in Colorado is he?
He's living in Sunnyton.
Oh.
Because he's still working with GE, matter of fact, this jacket I got on.
He gave it. Nice.
And he spent 2 years in Dublin, Ireland. Stayed a year in Paris, France.
Right.
His wife's in there.
Right.
I think a couple of weeks ago, he spent a week in London, England. A couple of weeks before that, he was in London, England.
Yeah.
And I think they said last week was in Louisiana.
Right.
So he's all over. That's why he's a good.
Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Okay.
All right.